here's a story from The World.
Empty milk cartons, greasy takeout containers, plastic bottles and boxes of all shapes and sizes. Many of us diligently put this waste in our recycling bins, thinking we're doing the right thing. But our diligence doesn't mean that junk is getting recycled. A lot of this plastic gets sent to foreign countries, then dumped there illegally. There is a broad international effort to fix this, but as the world's Patrick Wynn reports from Southeast Asia, there's one country, an important contributor to the plastic waste stream, that's refusing to go along.
Every year, the average American produces nearly 300 pounds of plastic junk. Soda bottles, plastic forks, you name it. Lots of this stuff gets packed into shipping containers labeled recycling and sent abroad, where it gets dumped into rivers or fields, or worse yet,
all this plastic that cannot be recycled, they just burn it deliberately.
They burn it, says Hang Kia Chun with Greenpeace in Malaysia. He's talking about so-called recyclers who transport waste out of America. Malaysia, Vietnam, Indonesia, these are some of the countries where mountains of plastic trash ends up. It's often set on fire, sending cancerous black smoke into the air. People are sick of it, Hang says, literally.
No country should be used as a dumping ground, and all countries, they have to fix their own plastic waste problem themselves.
If rich nations dumping toxic trash on less powerful countries sounds criminal, it is. There's a UN-backed agreement on dangerous waste, stuff that is explosive or radioactive, and it's called the Basel Convention. But starting this year, it's been upgraded to include most plastic as hazardous waste. Plastic that cannot be recycled, which unfortunately is most of what ends up in a recycling bin. This legal upgrade is a big win for the environment.
It is a major breakthrough.
David Azoulay is an attorney with the Center for International Environmental Law. He's been dreaming of a law like this for years.
It will shine the light on the actual flows of plastic waste around the world.
Almost every country has ratified this Basel Agreement. Even Syria and North Korea, they're on board. But not the number one generator of dirty plastic trash, which is the United States. And this now makes America sort of an environmental outlaw. Unrecyclable plastic trash can be put on a boat at a U.S. port. But legally speaking, Azoulay says, things get very weird after that.
As soon as it gets into the high seas, because there is nowhere for this plastic waste to be offloaded legally, it becomes illegal trade of waste because it has nowhere to go.
What actually happens is the plastic is falsely labeled as something else, like paper waste. And then it's up to some badly paid port inspectors, usually somewhere in Asia, to catch it. It often gets through. Next stop will be some rural village. And I've seen it myself. In a field in Malaysia in 2018, a heap of American plastic waste, like Parmesan cheese containers, sports drinks, and lots of water bottles. It was all being fed into a bonfire, and the smell will make you gag. Azoulay, the environmental attorney, says burning plastic produces dangerous pollutants called dioxins.
Dioxin is what Agent Orange was made of, basically, and it's one of the most potent carcinogenic substances humans have known.
No country seems more fed up with all this than Malaysia, which has received a lot of U.S. plastic junk over the years. The environmental minister there, Yeo Bi-yin, she has ordered her inspectors to scour the country's ports, and they have found more than 3,000 tons of illegal plastic. Here is her message to the U.S.
Stop shipping garbage out to the developing countries. If they ship to Malaysia, we will return it back without mercy.
Yep, she is sending it all back. Now, Malaysia is not a poor country or a rich country. It's somewhere in between. Its government has the resources to fight this problem. Other countries in Asia or Africa do not. Plastic can easily slip through their ports. So if the U.S. refuses to take care of its own waste on its own soil and keeps rejecting international law, is there any hope here?
It is depressing to see the U.S. continuing to do this, but you have to note that the rules are fairly new.
Azoulay says there is hope that the Biden administration might join the world in admitting that plastic waste is toxic waste, but only if Americans themselves apply pressure and start caring about how their waste poisons people overseas. For The World, I'm Patrick Wynn.